This is a treatment to make sure that thought is in line with spirit instead of matter, that I'm not criticizing or finding fault with others. My thought will be focused on what Mary Baker Eddy coined as diapason of heaven under the term of spirit, one of the seven terms for God. And she taught this in her classes between 1881 to 1898. We must declare often that spirit is not an invisible personality inhabiting a material body. Spirit has no other meaning than God and substance. We must declare there is only one spirit, and that is God. Spirit is my God, and my God is spirit, individual, incorporeal, immaterial. Spirit is enthroned in my consciousness. Matter and personal sense are not enthroned. We must declare these statements for ourselves in our work. The scientific statement of being tells us that there is no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in matter. Matter is the opposite of spirit. When Mary Baker Eddy states that spirit is not an invisible personality inhabiting a material body, she's saying that we cannot believe that there's life, truth, intelligence, and substance in matter, because all is infinite mind and its infinite manifestation, for God is all in all. Spirit is immortal truth. Matter is mortal error. Spirit is the real and eternal. Matter is the unreal and temporal. Spirit is God, and man is his image and likeness. Therefore, man is not material. He is spiritual. We can substitute the words I and me. There's no life, truth, intelligence, or substance in a material man. I am not a material man. I am a spiritual individual. I am not a material man. I am a spiritual individual. Mind is my source. Mind is the source of everyone. Mind is the source of all existence. Mind is who is referred to in Genesis 1 when it says, and God created. Mary Baker Eddy interprets that to mean God, the only. So it's not that in the beginning God created, it's the only creation there is the creation of God. And the creation is the manifestation of God. The top physicists, chemists, astronomers, they all acknowledge that there is some source that is responsible for all creation. Some physicists have spent their life trying to figure out what are the root notions of the universe. Mary Baker Eddy told us they are the incorporeal, divine, supreme, and infinite mind, spirit, soul, principle, life, truth, and love. Those are the root foundations of all existence. And they're all connected. It's one grand network. And all we have to do is follow the quote that Mary Baker Eddy has at the beginning of the textbook from Shakespeare, where it says there's nothing either good or bad, but thinking makes it so. If we have the thoughts of God in our consciousness and refer to them continuously throughout the day, then we will experience the spiritual benefits of knowing that spirit is the source and not matter. That there is no mortal mind because mind is immortal. Immortal divine mind is the real mind, the only mind. The mind that is all capable, all capacity, all functionality. The mind that is the only action. The mind that is the creative force. And all these come together to become performance. And performance then is measured as power. And since there is no other power, the power of God is infinite. So one more time, here is the diapason of heaven, straight from Mary Baker Eddy, as related to her students in her metaphysical college. We must declare often that spirit is not an invisible personality inhabiting a material body. Spirit has no other meaning than God and substance. We must declare there is only one spirit, and that is God. Spirit is my God, and my God is spirit, individual, incorporeal, immaterial. Spirit is enthroned in my consciousness. Matter and personal sense are not enthroned. We must declare these statements for ourselves in our work. God is all in all source which includes all manifestation, and there is nothing but God. Amen.